Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Mutre back on the show. Chad is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he is, we've known him when he was before that even, when he was the chief economist for the SBA, and he always produces great research and produces outstanding summaries and reports to help regular folks like me and you understand what all his research means. And he's here with some of that today. Chad, welcome back.
It's always fun to be on your show, especially over a holiday week here,
yeah.
Fourth of July week. So.
Yeah, happy holidays. So I'm glad you're here, Chad. Yeah. I wanted to make sure, I'm looking at your April report, I'm also looking at your June report, your survey. A lot has happened, a lot has crystallized, a lot has been finalized, a lot of shots have been fired across the global economy, across waters, across borders in the last 90 days, maybe more so than in a long, long time. And so I wonder how this is affecting what your customers. Of course, I'm talking about the trade debates.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the bottom line is our members are very, very happy, right? So, yes, they're aware of the trade, you know, conversation, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. But the bottom line is that overall activity is really strong right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing really strong demand, right? Yeah, overall production is you know, the best we've seen in a while. Capital spending and employment are all-time highs in my survey. Wages, the fastest growth since 2001. Price growth, obviously another sign of strength in the economy, is the fastest since 2011. So, you know, like you see in a lot of other surveys, confidence is really high. I know you talk to NFIB all the time. They're certainly the second highest in their survey history.
Off the chart.
Ours is the highest in 20 year history of our survey,
and it's up again. It's up again in June.
Yeah, and I think the bottom line is, yes, manufacturers are aware of what's happening in Washington, and obviously tariffs are, that's a cost to them. It's a cost to consumers. It's something we were founded. Anything was founded on free trade principles. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that the business is good right now. I've been doing a lot of traveling around the country. I was in Pittsburgh last week and North Carolina a couple weeks before that. Business is still really good, right? Hiring is really good right now. So I think they're responding to just the fact that overall cash flow, overall earnings are pretty decent. And you see that in the survey when you ask about the overall outlook.
One of the things that President Trump has tried to sell has been he's tried to offset his negotiating tactics with the tariffs and with the trade debate, the trade negotiations. He's tried to offset the scary parts of that, maybe even the expensive parts of that, with the fact that people like members of your group received a big tax cut. Do you think is that selling? Is he making that sale?
Well, I think the fact that we have continued optimism is, in many ways, speaks to the overall tax reform and the tax cut. We did a survey separate from the Outlook survey that we're talking about here, where we had about 80% of our members who said they were going out and making capital spending and hiring new workers. Right? We've actually been asking for a lot of anecdotal information from our members as well. You know, kind of under the banner of keeping our promises, right?
We
made a lot of promises to the Congress, to the President, that if we got tax reform passed, we would be doing all these things, and we want to make sure we actually do it.
So, right.
If you go on the shopfloor.org blog, you'll see a lot of posts of manufacturers who are investing more in their companies, hiring more workers, et cetera. So yes, is the answer to that. I'm giving you a long answer to a short question there. But so, they are doing a lot more in terms of from tax reform. And I think that they are giving the president a lot of rope, to use your words, right?
I think
at the end of the day, we all acknowledge that, you know, trade with China has not been fair for a long time, right? That they steal our intellectual property. They restrict access to their market. To do business there, you often have to partner up with companies, which, again, that could you're probably grooming a future competitor there. And so we need to make sure that we change that. Early on,
hold on to that thought, Chad, because when we come back, that's exactly what I want to get into. How far? Sure. I mean, this is obviously hurting some industries more than others, some companies more than others. This is the important topic of our time right now, folks, in terms of politics, in terms of the economy, in terms of the global economy. And we got Chad Moutray, who understands all of that. He'll be back with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.